Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Our number is 316-869-1330. With us on the phone still is Alan Cobb, President and CEO of the Kansas Chamber. And, you know, Alan, as I was looking through some of this information on your website, some of the issues, it does. You mentioned that the legislative agenda changes, and I noticed some things have changed, like, for example, on health care. You guys now, I've got you're opposing Medicaid expansion. Has the chamber always had that position, or has it been more of a neutral in the past?
We have been neutral in the past. There are a couple decisions, a couple reasons. One, we can't. I think there's always been some angst among our members about it, meaning that it's not great health policy and the cost to the state, but we can only take on so many battles, and just it was the will of our membership, and the board voted to officially oppose it, which we are, and we're member driven, and many of our hospital members left or quit their membership with the chamber when we were neutral, which was very short sighted and kind of silly, that we are not a single industry lobbyist group, but we look for overall good employment and employer and business practices. And there's frequently we may not be supportive of a given industry's number one priority, but we're supporting them on virtually everything else. And so we didn't have any members that supported it, and many members opposed Medicaid expansion. We still had some members that would rather us stay neutral, but it's a principled stance, and Medicaid is a flawed healthcare delivery system and is not healthcare. And the costs virtually everywhere have overrun. And I think the biggest frustration I have is there's virtual agreement among all that Medicaid is a flawed program, even from providers. And so why do we want to expand something that most people don't think worked very well? And why don't we slow down and figure out a better healthcare delivery system, or that does get better healthcare to low income folks? And because that's obviously who Medicaid targets. And there's a couple of other things in our healthcare agenda that we're focusing on. It is certainly not a substitute for an entire Medicaid program. And I think that's probably the biggest frustration I have is so many folks have never liked Medicaid, but these are the same people that are advocating for its expansion.
Yeah, I've noticed that argument too. Some people who, there's hypocrisy in a lot of these things. I mean, I pointed out today in my opening monologue, I pointed out the quotes from previous years. I'd have to look back at my notes, but in 2012, 2016, where Laura Kelly ranted and raved against the, you know, delaying CAPERS payments, and now lo and behold, she's proposing doing the very same thing. So I guess it depends on your it depends on the day for some of these people rather than the actual principle of it, which is sad. You know, one of the things I noticed as I was looking through you've also, and I'm glad to see it, you guys are taking a step on energy and really trying to push along the rates and recognizing how high Kansas utility rates are. And you're kind of weighing into that topic, which I don't think is something I remember you advocating on in the past. Have you?
We haven't. I mean, of course, we have utility members and those who pay their bills, and reasonably priced, I don't want to say cheap electricity, but obviously power is important. The availability and cost of power is important for economic growth. And so we do need healthy financially healthy utilities, whether they're supplying electricity or gas. And there's just, it's kind of reached a frustration level with some that the costs have risen over the last several years, and certainly relate as you compare to our states. And the question is, well, why have they risen, and what can we do to prevent this in the past? I think there are some reasons. I think some of the coal retrofitting for some of the EPA requirements are part of it. I don't know how much. We're in 7th EPA, which has a reputation for being tougher on this than other regions. Of course, that's another issue. Why should one region be different than the other? The mix of fuel and some of the other state policies, and what we're supporting is for the legislature to dig into this and to understand exactly why. The KCC did have a study they released a couple weeks ago that I'm not going to pretend that I've read. I think it's 256 pages. I've not read it. And they get into some of the reasons, which some of those I just mentioned. But one thing I think they fell short on is what are solutions to that, and how do we get back where we're a little bit more competitive, at least with our neighbors.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is I'll bet that your energy members haven't left the organization like your hospitals did, even though you may have taken a position that might be a little contrary to some of their stands. So I think that, like you said, I think that was a short-sighted move on their part. So,
we mediate something between the members, but the reality is our kilowatt rates are higher than I believe all of our neighbors.
Yeah, I think and you're right. I think you're right.
It does depend on the residential versus commercial versus industrial and the mix of businesses. So all those things have an impact on it. And we do have shareholder utilities, Evergy, but we also have a lot of co-ops and municipal. And what are the differences between those, and are they treated all the same? And I honestly don't know the answer to that, which is why we want to have the legislature take a little harder look at it.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm kind of up on the bottom of the hour break here, but I have to ask you, and I wouldn't be doing my job. I asked Derek Schmidt. I asked Susan Weigel. I'm going to have to ask. So now, you know, your name has been thrown out there. We do have since Senator Roberts is retiring, we do have an open Senate seat coming up. Is that something that you're looking at?
Well, gosh, it's all about platitudes, these responses. Look, I have a great job. The Kansas Chamber has a tremendous influence and impact on the state of Kansas. And I think anybody who leads an organization or is in a position of leadership in the policy world in Kansas would certainly have to pause and think, what is the best place to be to impact the state in a positive role? I do know that the Kansas Chamber has a tremendous impact on the state. And so is this something that's rattled around in my head? Yeah, sure. But let me put it this way. I'm not working on a campaign plan tonight.
We're not working on palm card designs is what you're saying.
Right. I'm happy to talk to you, John, on the John Whitmer Show, and kind of glance over my shoulder at the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, for those who are watching, it's still tied at 3-3. Alan, thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime that you want to delve in some of the business issues, I'm sure it's going to be a hot and heavy session, and particularly the tax policy we mentioned. If the governor vetoes it, will she sign it in a letter of time? All those things will be pretty intriguing.
Yeah, I think it will be. Thank you. Keep fighting a good fight, and we will definitely be in touch. You are listening to the John Whitmer Show. Coming up after the break, State Representative Dan Hawkins will be with us. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.